Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. To date, most autism studies have focused mainly on those with moderate to good communication skills. Matthew Goodwin, assistant professor of health science at Northeastern University, explains the development of wearable technology poised to provide data about those at the opposite end of the autism spectrum.
1 in 88 children are currently diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. This creates a public health problem in that there will always be more people with autism than experts to assess and teachers to assist them. Yet much of today's research is primarily focused on what causes the disorder, like genes and brain differences, and we're a long way from understanding those systems. The net result is science currently has very little clinical translation that directly impacts people who are living with autism. Of the clinical studies done, most focus on a convenient sample of high-functioning children with the mildest forms of autism, children who have normal IQs and good verbal ability. The sample is convenient because they can go to an unfamiliar place with an unfamiliar person for some undefined period of time and perform tasks they've never done before, all of which requires a lot of self-regulation. But as many as half of children on the autism spectrum are too severely impacted to comply with current research protocols. These are the children we understand the least and the ones we need to help the most. So instead of bringing these individuals into the lab, my work attempts to take the lab to them. I work with computer scientists and electrical engineers to make that happen. Experts who create sensors that can be woven into clothes, embedded into accessories, or inserted into devices that can be carried or worn. These enable us to measure physical activity patterns and internal states like physiological arousal. To interpret the data, we also need context, where the person is and what he or she is doing. So we also instrument spaces with video cameras, microphones, and other environmental sensors. By bringing these wearable and environmental technologies together, we get powerful information in natural settings, at home, at school, and in the community, about what is happening in an individual with more challenging forms of autism. My collaborators and I believe this approach will help us understand this segment of the population better and identify more impactful treatments.
That was Matthew Goodwin of Northeastern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.